Now, I know almost every person who has ever worked with other people in a formal environment has faced so-called office politics. It is part of the landscape. It's what we kind of set up for. However, at some point, sometimes it moves over from politics, office politics, into workplace bullying. And that can make your life really, really difficult. I experienced this myself years ago. I worked in a totally different space, and I know how incredibly rough and hard it can be to deal with this. Now, what do we do? Where do we stand? What are our rights? I have got someone who can help us with this. Moloko Chepape, Chief Operations Officer at the National Rosebank College National Office, will chat to us about workplace bullying and how to deal with this. Moloko, thank you so much for your time this morning. What's the first thing to keep in mind when you are dealing with workplace bullying?
It's very important for an individual to understand that bullying can take place in various ways. But there are certain things somebody can follow to actually deal with the workplace bullying.
And what are those things?
It's very important for an individual to document the bullying, you know, keep a record of incidents, including the date and time, location, and details of what has happened. Secondly, obviously, you need to talk to somebody you can trust, such as a friend or family member, or a colleague or a spouse, you know, to provide you with the support that you need and advise you how to handle the situation. Thirdly, I mean, you need to report this to your HR department to inform them of the incident. And it's important that the company investigate and take appropriate measure. I would also say, you know, seek professional help if you're obviously struggling to cope with bullying. But what is critical, employees must know their rights. You know, employees must familiarize themselves with their company policies on bullying and harassment. Because, I mean, you have the right to work in an environment that is free of harassment and discrimination.
What happens when the bullying is something more, not necessarily physical, but something that happens as you pass by that person's desk every day, the comments that they make? What do you do in that kind of situation? Because that's often a little bit harder to prove, right?
I think it's important for an individual to approach the HR department to have a kind of a mediation process, calling the person and say, listen, colleague, I don't feel comfortable when this happens or when you give me this look. I don't feel comfortable when you say this particular comment, or it could be about, you know, body shaming, whatever the case may be. So approach your HR department, approach your line manager to seek, obviously, support. To say, you know, I don't feel comfortable, but I would like to have a meeting where we can have a mediator so that I can express how I'm feeling about this particular individual, their comments or their actions.
If the bully is a superior, someone that you have to report to, which often that's where the fear is coming from a lot of people, where they're going, this is the person that I have to report to, and I'm actually almost too scared to go and report them.
I think what's important is, you know, seek legal advice. Everybody has a reporting line. Your line manager might be obviously reporting either to the executives or the organization or the board. But I mean, if you go and get an external advice or labor relations consultant to assist you with doing this or in terms of how you can report it, I think that's very important that somebody can do that without going through internal processes.
Yes, indeed it is. Thank you very much for sharing with us on how we can deal with workplace bullying. Moloko Chepape, Chief Operations Officer at the National Rosebank College National Office, chatting to us about how to deal with workplace bullying.